health, diet, fitness, lifestyle. You're listening to It's Your Health Radio. And here's your host, Lisa Davis.
Hello and welcome back to It's Your Health. I have learned a lot this week from the brilliant and gorgeous Dr. Julie. She's an integrative physician and health expert. She is in San Jose, California, where I grew up and have an affection for. I miss it very much now that it's 32 degrees outside here on the East Coast. But anyway, Dr. Julie, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
I'm scared to ask. What is? I kind of want to know, what's the temperature in San Jose?
It's 62.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? If it makes you feel better, I think it was in the 30s this morning, though.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. 62. That's pretty nice. All right. So today we're going to talk about the top three antioxidants we should all be getting in our diet and supplements on a daily basis. All right. Tell us what those are.
So I am a big fan of antioxidants and phytonutrients, and I actually recommend that people try to get those through their foods as much as possible. So I actually will recommend people eating vegetables in all of their main meals every day and to eat the colors of the rainbow, because then you don't have to worry about the specifics of did I get enough of A, E, et cetera. I want to first kind of dispel a few myths about some of the top antioxidants that are frequently talked about. I have a lot of patients, and this is why it concerns me, and I want to talk about it.
Oh,
I have a lot
yeah.
of patients who come in taking ridiculous amounts of vitamin A and E.
Okay.
And it concerns me because especially some of the most easily purchased versions are synthetic versions of vitamin A and E, and
yeah.
at high dosages, it can actually act as more of a pro-oxidant and pro-inflammatory.
Yes,
so actually you're spending money harming yourself, which, of course, is nothing that we would ever want to do. Well, they found in that study with the vitamin A greater than 10,000 international units of beta-carotene that smokers were at higher risk for lung cancer. But then what's interesting about that study was that when they took into account, if you had those people take like vitamin C and E and other antioxidants that then balanced out the system, the negative effect of just taking a synthetic, just one version of the vitamin A at high dosages, it seemed to blunt the negative effect a little bit. And so, you know, I take that as an indication from studies that we really should be eating a broad gamut of antioxidants. Don't go buck wild with one of them and then let your body just kind of ride alone on that. And especially don't go buck wild with one of them that are synthetic versions, because vitamins are really, the way it's made in foods and stuff are really how we should be taking them. And so for things where, like certain nutrients, where we can easily get our fill and need and our recommended daily allowance and levels from foods, I never recommend supplementation.
Okay.
That's why in previous segments I had said that multivitamins are not for everyone, because you don't want to overdo vitamins. When it comes to vitamins and herbs, you really want to be the bear that just got it right. You don't want to overdo it or underdo it. So this is interesting. I'll tell you about vitamin B6. Even though it's a water-soluble vitamin, there are small populations of people who cannot clear that vitamin and some of the B vitamins very well. And so B6 deficiency has very similar symptoms as B6 toxicity. So too low or too high have very similar symptoms of nerve irritation and issues, neurotoxicity. So, you know, I think our bodies are very like to be in a state where it's right in that middle stage of being just right. And so when people start to look at antioxidants and vitamins and herbs, you really need to see someone who knows how to guide you, because a lot of times these nuances aren't easily found on the internet. And so I have a lot of patients who come in taking massive dosages of certain things, thinking that they're doing a great thing for their body and they're just spending money, and it's really kind of irritating their system, in the sense that when you're giving it synthetic versions of what it's not supposed to be getting, it might actually be doing more damage than good. So when I talk about, you know, like three top antioxidants, I really, so if I had it my way, people would just eat a lot of vegetables all the time, because then you really don't need additional supplements for those antioxidants. And then what I would actually focus on is for them to take additional things that they can't get enough of in foods, because they'd have to be, again, be swimming in it to get it. But like, you know, herbs like curcumin, ginger, or and people who like doing fresh slices of ginger, I actually don't have them do the supplement at all. I usually, if there's a way to get it from real foods, I usually will have them do that. And, you know, omega-3s and things like that. But, you know, one thing that's interesting about antioxidants or phytonutrients is that we now know from studies that things of what we used to think were garbage in our foods really aren't garbage. They actually have a lot of protective effects for our body. Let me give an example. Sure. Like the white stuff outside of oranges, not mm-hmm. the you know, waxy peel, but like yeah. the white stuff inside the pectin and stuff. The that's actually has great anti-cancer properties.
Really?
And they're seeing that, you know, grape seeds themselves, you know, you should chew them and just swallow them, because the protective effects and the phytonutrients and the flavonoids and stuff and the polyphenols are phenomenal in those. And so you know, I like to joke with my patients that the garbage of Mother Nature might not be garbage, and so you really should be, you know, eating what you can of those. But having said that, take it with a grain of salt, because, you know, if you've got pesticides all over the outside of the orange peel and it's sinking in, you don't really want to be eating that either, though. So.
Ah, okay. God, there's so much. Now, what about vitamins that you see that are, you know, say they're made from whole food, so they're not synthetic? Is that a better way to go if you can afford it?
I tend to, yeah. Like, I think if you're somebody who needs supplementation, so, for example, I like having people do multivitamins from, like, raw foods or, you know, there are powders where they get a lot of the vitamins from, you know, raw foods and stuff. And so yeah. if you're one of those people where you are not getting enough vitamins and you want to use a multivitamin as a gap filler, because that's what multivitamins really should be, is a gap filler, and you take it a few times a week if you need it, then, you know, from the raw foods, it's a little bit better. So, again, you can purchase, like, for example, vitamin E. You can actually look for natural vitamin E that comes in all 8 versions.
Oh.
And so, you know, you would just have to do a little more legwork and find those. But there are definitely brands out there that you can find that.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, this is really fantastic. Dr. Julie, I just really commend you. You obviously spend a lot of time doing research in addition to seeing patients. But it's because you take good care of yourself, so you have the energy.
Yeah, I'm always curious. I do. It bothers me when someone asks a question and I don't know. I have to go look it up.
Well, good for you. All right, Dr. Julie, what is your website?
It's www.makinghealthyeasy.com, and that's E and Z, the 2 letters. So makinghealthyeasy.com. You can get information about my clinic and also about other articles and interviews I've done for medical learning.
Terrific. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. For more information, go to itsyourhealthnetwork.com.